y'all, this is Astro Dim here doing the Daily Moon Horoscope reading for March 8th, 2019. How's the new moon for you guys? Are y'all okay? Are y'all okay? You still okay, baby? Ugh, I know. Trust me, I know. But, you know, this is all for the best. Just keep remembering, this is all for the best, okay? So let's talk about this moon right here. The moon throughout the day is going to mostly, at least in the afternoon, for the, you know, American folks, be in the second decade of Aries. If you're on, like, in the eastern part of the world, again, Africa, Asia, Europe, you know, Aries is going to be, the moon's going to be in the first decade of Aries a lot of your days. So I would suggest you listening to the March 7th daily horoscope reading. I think that'll be more, the most helpful for you. Okay. But for us America's folks, North, Central, and South, what a F. We are experiencing, a lot of the day, at least the waking day. With the moon being in Aries, okay? The moon being the second decade of Aries. With that energy, you know, the second decade of Aries, overall, of course, is ruled by Mars, but co-ruled by the moon, co-ruled by the sun, okay? And so with this energy, you know, I feel like for the most part, we are like emotionally, we want to like take action on things. It kind of gives me the vibe of Cancer, but we are like highlighting certain aspects in our life that we want to make changes to first and kind of verifying, like, hey, am I really passionate enough to kind of move forward into this thing, to like take action to this thing? And then when we are okay with it, then we'll go ahead and take action. The reason why I say that's because, you know, sun is connected to sun is fixed in itself, and it's connected to fixed energy. And so, you know, it kind of reminds me of Leo. Leos want to make sure, they want to kind of fixate on something before they go ahead and do it. It's the same type of energy here. It's going to be a mixture of that Aries and, sun energy of, okay, I want to take action on this thing, I want to do it now, but I have to make sure I want to stick to this motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? So that's how we're kind of on an emotional state, you know what I mean? Seeing we have an emotional connectivity to the actions that we want to take, seeing if it's going to stick, and then reacting in that way, you know what I mean? So definitely kind of be aware of that. This is connected to us taking action in general, because like with the moon kind of changing decans every day, this is going to talk about our everyday lives and how our you know, days change and how the energies of our days change on a daily basis. But this is also not just talking about our everyday changes, but how we feel emotionally about it. You know what I mean? And so you have to kind of see it in that end too, because we are talking to moon after all, right? All right. So I think too, another thing as well is that we're going to want to take actions onto like our talents, our creativity, and the things that we kind of enjoy. We want to take action on those things, meaning we will want to kind of keep practicing those things, especially if we have some emotional connection to it. So for instance, say that you are a great singer, really haven't done much about it, but you've always wanted to sing. You're gonna probably want to take action during this day and kind of plan things out and try to get things done this day to go ahead and push forward with that singing career. Now again, remember, we are during Mercury retrograde season, so maybe taking action on those things is probably not the best option, but planning would be excellent, okay? Planning when you know, around like April when the retrograde stops, like planning up until April and then like dropping when retrograde's done, that's probably going to be your best option. That's probably going to be the best thing for you to do. All right. So go ahead, baby, and plan. All right. All right. So let's talk about some of these aspects that are happening. Okay. I think I will not do semi-sextiles and in conjuncts today. Okay. I'm not going to do those today. Well, actually there isn't any anyway, because, well, yeah, kind of technically, because later on in the day, the moon is going to be moving into and in conjunct with Mars, but we're not going to be talking about that. Okay. Okay. So, the moon is going to be trine Jupiter finally, right? The moon's been playing Jupiter for a while, but the moon's going to be trine Jupiter. So we're going to have, first of all, an abundance of excited energy, an abundance of fiery, passionate energy. Okay. And so that's really exciting. To get, you know, feeling passion within something, regardless if it's a relationship, a hobby, whatever, is really enjoyable and really fun. Okay. With the moon being trine Jupiter, though, Jupiter is definitely connected to good fortune and stuff like that. So, you know, you might be emotionally excited about something that happened to you and you're really, you know, geeked about it. You got to see where Jupiter is transiting at the moment to kind of see what that thing is. Maybe even look at where moon is at. Moon might be able to give you a clearer vision of that situation too, but most likely Jupiter. This is also kind of connected to you finding something that you emotionally resonate with on a philosophical level, a belief, a philosophy, a concept, a culture, whatever. But it could be something so small that you've already been fucking with, but you just have this appreciation of this thing, this new knowledge that you figured out, or just appreciation in general of something that you believe in. Okay. You know, those certain moments where, like, you know, you're reflecting on a concept that you got hip to a couple of years ago and you're like, thank God I like found this thing. It really changed my life. And you just reflect on it and you're so happy. These are these type of days. This is like this, that, those type of days. You get what I'm saying? So definitely, you can relish into that situation. You know, it's dope. Another thing too, we are talking about Sag and Aries energy. And with Jupiter and with the moon too, I feel like there's a lot of sexual energy during this time, and it's gonna like easily flow into your favor if you want it to, but you have to definitely have an emotional connection with this person because we are talking about the moon here. Okay, so if you want to get things going or whatever, it can happen. Okay, so you know, do what you feel like you gotta do. All right. What else do I see here? I see that the moon is eventually going to be square Pluto and then square Saturn, okay? Which is going to be a little tough, I'm not going to front. We're going to be emotionally feeling restricted. We're going to feel like we can't express our emotions in the best way possible towards the end of the day. This is energy of arguments, honestly. So kind of be careful today and this weekend, you know, when it comes to arguing. You're just going to feel like there's maybe possibly someone that you consider an authority figure, or someone's word that you feel like is authoritative going to kind of hover over you and not allow you to express your emotions how you want to. Or you may be the authority figure and you have all these emotions, but you know you're supposed to be thinking in this type, a certain type of way, but you can't express those emotions, and it's just annoying. But all this is actually supposed to be teaching you through a kind of disharmonious way is having authority over your own emotions, you know what I mean? Standing up and having control over how you feel and doing that appropriately. All right, so just know that's actually a learning lesson. It's just a kind of tough and annoying one to deal with that's going to cause drama. So you can kind of avoid that If you really want, if you really try, really want to, just be aware that this energy kind of is lingering around, okay? The moon is also going to be squaring Pluto later on in the day, and honestly, they're mostly during the weekend. With that energy, it's a little bit tough because, you know, especially with Pluto being so close to Saturn, you're definitely going to feel this restriction, but you're going to be kind of feeling like disempowered, too. You're going to feel like you have no power over the situation, sometimes. And you know, that's not good for Pluto, because when Pluto feels disempowered, it kind of like it will implode and turn into something real, real nasty. And that's when like the low vibrational energy of Scorpio and Pluto comes through, the jealousy, the vengefulness, the, possessiveness and all that. That's when that energy starts to come through. And so, be sure to check yourself and be sure to learn the lessons of Pluto and Saturn during the weekend when it comes to your emotional state. Feel it, no matter what people feel empowered through your own emotion. And no matter what people may say, still have some authority over how you feel. What you feel is important too, okay? It's very, very important for you to get that. What you feel and how you feel and how you want to take actions with your emotions is just as important as anyone else's, all right? Someone else's may be the most efficient during that particular time or whatever, but still, like, how you go about things is you know, is just as important. How your emotions, not really how you go about things, but just like your emotions and the action you take with those emotions are important too. That's what I'm basically trying to say, okay? Lastly, the moon is going to be sextile Venus. Yay. With that energy, it's pretty cool because you know, the energies are like quite different, but definitely agreeable, because you know, you're with the moon being in Aries, you're going to definitely be feeling your emotions are going to be focused on yourself, right? Focus on how you feel, the actions you want to take, how you want to be perceived, how you are driven, and how your emotions connect to that. Like, very just you based, right? While this Venus energy is not as self-involved as Aries, but what it is accepting people for their differences, for their unique individuality, you know what I mean? For their innovative style and stuff like that. And so even though Aquarius is more of a group type of energy, kumbaya type of energy, it sees everyone's individuality and respects it. And Aries is all about self and their own individuality themselves anyway. And so this energy is kind of very, it flows pretty well together, very harmonious. But the cool thing about it too is just there's a lot of learning, a lot of growth that can be brought here. You desire for everyone to express their individuality and uniqueness, well, the collective is in general, you know what I mean? At this time, the collective's on that vibe, which is cool, but with the moon being in Aries, you're realizing the importance of self. You know, like, yes, like, the people being in groups and being understanding of each other is very, very cool. People kind of respecting everybody is cool, like being in part of groups is they're cool, but you know, me as an individual, like, that has its coolness within it too. And same with Aries learning from Aquarius to think, you know, just know that yes, you yourself is important, but picture if people came together, respected all their individualities and their uniquenesses, and came together and worked together to accomplish something. Imagine how powerful that is. You know what I mean? And so you're kind of balancing the energies, learning from each other in a harmonious way. Plus with moon, sextile, Venus too, like, you're kind of connected to what you emotionally desire just off the rip anyway. And you're realizing too that some of your desires are a little bit different, are a little bit offbeat, and you know, that's okay. And you're coming to accept them and realizing, hey, that's me and that's what I like and it's cool. So it's like, it's dope energy overall. Okay. So, that's what I'm seeing for March 8th, 2019. I hope you guys like this reading. I hope it was helpful. Okay. Please comment, like, subscribe, share, care, and all that good stuff. If you're on my podcast, My Bed in Astrology, hey, make sure you leave me a voice message or shoot me an email, whatever. I'd like to hear from you. Not really an email. I'm probably best to connect with on Twitter. So hit me up on Twitter. Or if you're a patron, hit me up on Patreon. That'd be dope. I'll probably contact the Patreon folks quicker than anybody else, honestly, because y'all are my priority. Y'all really are, though. So shout out to my patrons too for supporting the kid. I really do appreciate that, by the way. Y'all are awesome as fuck. Thank you. If you're interested in being a patron on Astro Dim's Patreon, go ahead to patreon.com/astrodim. If you're interested in the reading, go to etsy.com/shop/astrodim. Yes, baby, yes. My readings are dope. I'm 5-star, bitches. Check me out. All right, have a good weekend. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.